Begin the Karan Dabim, Sech the Shabbos Dab, Pei Tess, begin the Amin Alf. Begin the Taste of Masal Tess, begins the words of the Gemara. Torah, Heichen He. Where is the Torah? Just to explain, how is it possible that the Satan didn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Jewish people? Which that's what Taste is quoting from the Dibur Masal from the Gemara, that after Moshe Rabbeinu went down from Har Sinai with the Torah, he came in front of Hashem and asked him, where is the Torah? On that, as Taste maintained, we're going to say, V'chisatan La'yidei Matan Torah, did the Satan not know the Torah was given? The whole world knew that Torah was given to the Jewish people. What you can say is, there mean the Medrash, we say in the Medrash, the Pasuk in Chavakuk, Lefonov Yelech Davar, which means to say, Shater Dar Kadosh Baruch Hu Lamal Chamovis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu preoccupied the angel of death, Beshat Matan Torah, at the time of the giving of the Torah, Shalei Katrik Lema, that it shouldn't prosecute to say, Umash Hasid Alachta L'Seif Mem Yem Ve'egel, the nation that's going to sin at the end of 40 days with the golden calf, Atan Islam Torah, you're giving them the Torah? As Tase explains, Behu Satan, Behu Mal Chamovis, the Sultan is the same one as the prosecuting angel. Can I mean before I come with the Baba Vasa? It's born the Gemara Baba Vasa to sign him in house. The one who caused you to sin is the one who then prosecutes and then actually executes. And Ramin numbers and edges. So to the Gemara says in Chaned and Dapchavam and Beis that the Torah is called Tushia. Why? Shenidna bechashoi that was given in secrecy. Now Sultan again because the Sultan that shouldn't know and shouldn't prosecute and stop, so to speak, Hashem from giving the Torah to the Jewish people. The next taste of the master begins words of Gemara. L'slave mem yem ani ba. I'm going to come at the end of 40 days. Taisus has a difficulty rash interpretation regarding this mistake that the Jewish people had, like it says, Bayaram ki Boishet Moshe. Don't call it Boishet, but rather Boishesh. They made a mistake that he said he's going to come at the end of 40 days. Then the 40 days, Satan confused them, and they thought the Moshe Rabbein is not coming down anymore. Now, Pishba Kodesh, he explains. Rashi says, the Oitzi Yem Sha'olaboy, because the day that he went up was actually Enim in a minute. Was not from the count, and they thought it was. So they thought on the Tez Zayin and Tammuz, he was supposed to be there, and that was the day that they got confused on. But says Rashi, but actually what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them was, Mem Yom Shleimim. No, 40 complete days I'm going to be up in Shemai. Yom B'layla Yimoy, a day with its night. The Yom Aliyasa in Layla Yimoy, and the day went up, doesn't include the night before him, because he wasn't up yet. Shari Zayin B'Sivan Ola, because he went up on the 7th of Sivan. Nimtzu Yom Mem, how you be good Zayin B'Tammuz. Comes at the 40th, it was actually on the 17th of Tammuz, and not the 16th, which he actually came in the 17th. But by then, the Jewish people were really doing the calf because they thought he was supposed to come on the 16th of Tammuz. On this interpretation, it says, because the Behed Yamash and Perakam and the Yuma, it explicitly sounds like from the Gemara in Yuma of the Almaves, the Yom Aliyim in the Minyan, that the day he went up was from the 40 days. Because the Kamahas and the Gemara says, but the Bishl, the Rebbe Kivon, according to Rebbe Kivon, that he understands the Pasuk in Shemais Chabdal, Vishkin Kivayed Hashem al Harsina, Vichasei on the Sheshes Yamim, so Machlikis was those 6 days before Mantar, after. Kiva holds it was before Mantar. So the Gemara says, a quandary Bekiva that holds before Matan Torah, Mishkaches Lahu, so it comes out, he didn't have to wait 6 days after Matan Torah. The Yudzayim B'Tamas, Nishab Aluchas, that yes, when did he come down, was when he broke the Luchas, 40 days later, was on the 17th of Tamas. How do you have 40 days? You have Chavdal, the Sivan, you have the 24 days of Sivan, which is including the day he went up, B'Shitzu the Tamas, and the 16th of Tamas, Malum and Yem, so Yem, and so you have 40 days. And it came down on the 17th of Tammuz. So you see, Chashav Yom Aliyah, they were counting the seventh of Sivan itself. And how do you have 40 days and 40 nights? When you count the night after the day, so then you have, because on the 17th of Tammuz, he came in the morning. So you have its night before. So then you have 40 total days. So that's one proof, not like Rashi. But more of it says, "Taisim loytachshav yom aliyah." You're not going to count the day he went up from the 40 days. You're not going to have the next 40 days until after Yom Kippurim, because we have a tradition that the next 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu had gone up, it's Shiva Asim B'Tamas till Rosh Chodesh El, and then they went to get the Luchas Shnias was from Rosh Chodesh El until Yom Kippurim. And based on this calculation, it's going to be on the 2nd of El. And that's the same. But we know that the last 40 days, there was three periods of 40 days, the last one ended in Yom Kippurim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Salachti Kedrecha, I have forgiven them like your words. Additionally, it says, this is Rashi interprets in Pashuk Kisisa, should be Yud Tez B'Tamas Allah, that he went up, not on the 18th of Tammuz, rather on the 19th of Tammuz, that kashlari, it's also difficult to read. Again, you're not going to find the last 40 days going to be on Yom Kippurim, because it went up on the 9th of the Tammuz. It comes at the 40 days those middle 40 days end on the 30th of Av, and that obviously went up the next day was on the 1st of El, because you don't, and you don't count the good day of going up from the count, comes out that it only finished after Yom Kippurim, and therefore that's why Tosfos disagrees and says that no, the day he went up was included in those 40 days. The next Tosfos Masechta begins the words of the Gemara, Midbar Tzin. Tosfos can explain, how is it possible, like the Gemara brought, that Har Sinai, Midbar Sinai, had all these five different names, had Midbar Tzin, Midbar Kadesh, Midbar Kedemus, Midbar Paran, Midbar Sinai, and what was his real name was Chayriv. So on that Tosfos says, Kashlari, the Rebbe has a difficulty. Al-Karchach, Midbar Tzin, Lav Hayinu, Midbar Paran. It's not true. It can't be that the desert of Tzin was the same as Midbar Paran. The Midbar Tzin, B'tchilas Durem Mishal Eretz Yisrael, because let's get the geography over here. The Midbar Tzin was in the beginning of the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. K'tachsib Be'ilam Masli, like it says in Parashat Masli, since V'hoi Lechem Pas Negev, when it's talking about the boundaries, the southern boundary of Eretz Yisrael is Midbar Tzin, like the Edom, is by Midbar Tzin, by the border of Edom. K'tachsib, and it says, V'nosav Lechem Agvul Minegev Agvim, that it's going to be the southern border for you. V'hoi Yisrael Minegev L'Kadosh Barneya, it's going to go from the south towards Kadosh Barneya. So you see, Kadosh Barneya is not Midbar Tzin. And when, and only then that Midbar Tzin starts, meaning at the end of Midbar Tzin, that's when Kadosh Barneya is. Now, but Kadosh Barneya, hang in Paran. Obviously, sin is not Paran. How do we know that? How do we know Kadosh Barneya is Paran? Because when it talks about when they sent the spies to spy at Eretz Yisrael, so the Yishlach Eisim Moshe in Midbar Paran. Moshe bin the sent in Midbar Paran. Now, but Sevi Yeshua Ksib and Sevi Yeshua, when it talks about the sending of the Meraglim, which was from Midbar Paran, Shama Kalev Kalev says, "B'shloich Eisi Moshe, when Moshe sent me, mi Kadosh Barneya l'ragel isa'aretz." So you see that Kadosh Barneya was Paran, and Kadosh Barneya is not Midbar Tzin. So you see, Paran is not Tzin. And v'chem Eilad Dvarm says, "So the Parashat Dvarm it says, v'anovei our Kadosh Barneya." Then we came till Kadosh Barneya, u'mefarish miyat sheluch meraglim, and right after they came to Kadosh Barneya, it talks about the sending of the meraglim. So again, obviously Kadosh Barneya, which is Midbar Paran, is not Midbar Tzin. So how could the Bezer Hakanan say that it's the same place? But moreover, Tosfos continues to ask, the Kama Masayis Hayim Midbar Paran Ad Midbar Tzin. There were many different travels that the Jewish people had in the desert from Midbar Paran until Midbar Tzin. Obviously, saying that it's a different place. The Pesach Balayisrael says, but then the Parashat Balayisrael says, V'achar Naso Am Mechatzeres. After that, they took travel from Chatzeres. V'yachar Midbar Paran, and they rested in Midbar Paran. V'beil Amasik says, but the Parashat Masayis says, V'yisu Am Mechatzeres. They went from Chatzeres. V'yachar Berisma, and they went to Risma. Im Kain, so if it's saying from where they go from Chatzeres, one place says Midbar Paran, another place says Risma, so Im Kain Risma Hayna Paran. So Risma is Paran. And V'chashav Kam Masayis at Midbar Tzin, and that mentions many travels from there until Midbar Tzin. So again, obviously, Midbar Tzin is not the same as Paran. Kain, so too, Tosfos continues to ask us in Bein Paran L'Sinai. The distance from Midbar Paran to Sinai, Mahalch Yudal V'yayim, is a distance of 11 days, because the Chsiv the Patsik says, Achad Asa Yayimich Chayriv. It was 11 days from Chayr, which is Sinai, Derech HaRaseya through the mountain of Aseir, at Kadosh Barneya, which that's Paran. Im Kain, so if so, Tosfos concludes his question, Midbar Tzin, Uparan, Besinai, Lava Kol Echad, they're not the same place. So memory, he says, the Hakol Midbar Echad, no, it was all one desert, but Gadol is just very, very big. And he proves this, because Dalkachach Sinai Hayin Paran, you have to say Sinai is Paran. Because Chassid, there's a pasuk that says, Hefiyah Mahar Paran, that Hashem appeared from Har Paran. Now, the Perkshash, and Nagadal, the Hain, the Gemara, but become level Mechaz Manav, Dashinami Paran, we expound from this word, he appeared from Paran. What does it mean, Hefiyah? Hefiyah Mimon Yisrael, that he went and he appeared, that the money of the non-Jews to Paran, which that's Har Sinai, because that's, it was by Har Sinai, that then he declared only the money of the non-Jew to the Jew. Where that, and that's in the context of Gabashur Shal Yisrael, Shemegah Shur Shal Evikachab and Patr. When the ox of a Jew gores the ox of a non-Jew, he's exempt. So you see that obviously that Paran is Sinai. And therefore Tosfos amends, the Ligah Sinai, therefore you can't have in the text, Beresh Mesechla Vatzon Nigmara, Vatzon Abizma Beis. When it says, my boy Beseir, my boy Beparan, what was Hashem doing when it says the Pasik and Fima are Paran? What was doing in Seir? What was doing in Paran? Because the Havamashman, that would sound like the Paran, he Uma Acheris Kamei Seir. That's a different nation like Seir, but it's not true. Paran was really Har Sinai. Elagaris, rather, Girs has to be my boy Besor, my boy Betema. Not in Paran, because actually he wasn't coming from Paran. Paran is Sinai itself. And also, Tosfos continues to prove, he says, V'sinai namehane Midbar Tzin. Sinai is also Midbar Tzin. Because the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Midbar Tzin hi Kadesh, says that Midbar Tzin is Kadesh. Now, V'sinai ikri Kadesh. The Chsiv, B'sei B'tim, like it says in Tehillim, Koyel Hashem Yochel Midbar, the voice of Hashem, it shakes the desert. Yochel Hashem Midbar Kadesh. Mashma. Sounds like Dainu B'Shashman Torah, that the whole parakel within Tilm is talking about the giving of the Torah. And there was that Har Sinai, and it's calling a Kaddish. And Sin is called Kaddish. So therefore you see that all these three different places are all Sinai. Now, Amir Kashlari, however, there is a difficulty with the read. Because the Midbar Kedema is one of the other ones we didn't mention yet. Midbar Kedema, so you Mizrach HaShal Eretz Yisrael. That was in the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael. Because I saw, like, so the Pesach in the Devarim. The Eshlach Malacha, Midbar Kedema, so I'm going to send agents from the Midbar Kedema, Al Sichon Nel Cheshbon Ugrimer, to Sichon, the king of Cheshbon, which Shalhezeh Ben Mizrach HaShal Eretz Yisrael, that was in the eastern part of Eretz Yisrael. That's like it says within Devarim, Perek Dalad, Be'eva HaYard, Mizrach HaShemesh, over the Jordan, towards the east. Now, Kedemus is on the east, and therefore he was sending agents from there towards, which on the eastern side to Sichon. Now, Midbatin Parn Hayne B'Draima, but Midbatin Parn was in the southern part. Like it sounds like from the Pesukim that was brought before, that is on the south. Mechitochin, the Midbar Kedemus had Midbar Sinai, and therefore Tosfos finds it difficult. How is it possible Midbar Kedemus, which was on the east, is the same as Midbar Sinai, which was on the south?